Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Senate Republicans say they're optimistic they can reach a bipartisan compromise on the next coronavirus relief bill. NPR's Windsor Johnston says 10 GOP senators met at the White House yesterday with President Biden to present a counteroffer to the president's proposal that costs nearly $2 trillion.
Republican Senator Susan Collins says there's no reason why the two sides can't come together to reach an agreement on the next relief bill.
I think it was an excellent meeting, and we're very appreciative that it's his first official meeting in the Oval Office. The president chose to spend so much time with us in a frank and very useful discussion.
Republicans have countered Biden's nearly $2 trillion relief plan with a roughly $600 billion proposal. It includes another round of direct payments, extra weekly unemployment benefits, but no mention of additional aid for state and local governments, a major Democratic demand. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Later today, President Biden is expected to sign more executive orders. The latest seek to begin reuniting migrant children who've been separated from their parents after crossing the U.S. border. They also attempt to restore the asylum system. In addition, the orders being signed by the president call for a review of the Trump administration's changes to legal immigration. Later today, the Senate is expected to approve Pete Buttigieg to be transportation secretary. Buttigieg is a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and Biden's one-time rival for the Democratic presidential nomination. Today's the deadline for former President Trump to formally respond to the impeachment charge against him. Trump's trial in the Senate is scheduled to begin next week. The House accuses Trump of inciting insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th when his supporters stormed the building. Trump is the only president to be impeached twice. A winter storm has dumped 1 to 2 feet of snow in the northeastern U.S., and it's still coming down. NPR's Brian Mann says New York City and Boston are among the hardest hit cities.
Officials in New York City declared a state of emergency, urging people to get home early and prepare to hunker down for a couple days. Governor Andrew Cuomo also warned of coastal flooding and possible power outages. Cuomo acknowledged the storm has disrupted New York's effort to vaccinate tens of thousands of people each day.
They're going to be postponed. I know how hard it is to get an appointment. I know people will say, I had an appointment finally. Is it really going to get rescheduled? It's really going to get rescheduled in any state-run facility.
Neighboring New Jersey has also declared a state of emergency because of the storm and opened warming shelters. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Winter storm warnings remain in effect there. This is NPR News. This is Punxsutawney Phil's Big Day in Pennsylvania. As Katie Blackley with member station WESA reports from Pittsburgh, this year's ceremony will be largely virtual.
Punxsutawney residents began celebrating Phil's forecasts in 1886. Each February 2nd, members of his so-called inner circle will pull Phil from his enclosure and place him on a stump. According to tradition, he either sees his shadow and winter continues, or he doesn't and spring is on the way. Inner Circle member and Phil's handler, A.J. DeRoom, says most of the rituals will still take place.
The difference is if you would turn around and look out to the crowd, you're just going to see a big empty field because there's no public attendance.
For NPR News, I'm Katie Blackley in Pittsburgh.
The U.N. Security Council is expected to meet today in emergency session to consider a response to the coup in Myanmar. The country's military seized power yesterday, alleging fraud in last November's general elections. Myanmar's military chief says a state of emergency has been imposed for 1 year. He says he will hand back power after a new leader is chosen to replace Aung San Suu Kyi, who's being detained. The Nobel laureate has been the country's elected leader since 2015. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher following a day of gains on Wall Street. Analysts say investors were encouraged by yesterday's White House meeting involving President Biden and a group of Republican senators to discuss the next coronavirus relief package in Congress. The S&P 500 added more than 1.5% yesterday. The Nasdaq gained more than 2.5%. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.